Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, meal interviews. Hi everyone, this is Mike, and welcome back to Manager Tools. Today's cast details all the subtleties associated with being interviewed during a meal. We really don't have any excuse for why we didn't do this cast 2 years ago. We get this question all the time, and so much that we've made it a part of our standard weekly show, rather than restricting it to the interview tool. Meal interviews are becoming more and more common, even as they become ever less intelligent as a tool. And this cast is really just a long list of small tips. There's very little overarching strategy to share. The strategy is clear though, right? It's an interview. So here we go with part one of two of our meal interviews cast. It's a little weird that we haven't covered this cast yet. It's been way too long before we gotten this out.
Yeah, I was pretty certain we had done it. Actually, I just knew we had. I don't know. It surprised me when I went back and looked, and I got the question again from a friend, and I was like, "Well, there's a cast. No, there's not."
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's similar to. Didn't I call you like a couple weeks ago? I was editing something we had shot a while ago, and I swore, I said, dude, we've done this cast.
We've before. Done this,
I feel
this,
like
yeah.
I feel like this is the second time I've edited this. And then
right.
You're like, yeah, we had a client that we were working with on this particular topic.
Yeah.
So it all blends together, of course.
Right.
And probably part of the problem is probably just we get the question so often.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's been discussions in the forums as well, right?
Right. And it, again, it's just that you get the question 50, 60, 70 times. And more common now than 5 years ago, because people can ask us so many different which ways. And I want to say some people asked it at a conference, as well, but, yeah. And regardless, it's worth knowing this stuff. This is the kind of inside information that everybody ought to know. I hate it when people are completely capable of doing the job or right as a fit and then don't know how to do a meal interview and don't get an opportunity.
It happens a lot, right? I mean, this is meal interviews are more and more common these days.
Yeah, it's I hear about it virtually every time, and we've talked about it, and it absolutely happens for the wrong reasons. It's stupid,
right? Because managers are trying to kill two birds with one stone, and then they don't plan, and they end up in this noisy Mexican restaurant with the plates, you know, clanking and interruptions, and they're not ready for any of it.
Yeah. And look, if you do it right, it can be a real plus, but it can't be your only interview. You're exactly right. The noisy Mexican restaurant is just it's almost a classic American manager stupidity joke.
Right. Yeah. Right. And we kind of ventured a little bit into the interviewer side of this,
right.
But just to be clear, we're not talking about that today. Today we're talking about guidance for the interviewee.
Right.
Right. Okay, good. So let's lay out the cast. Yeah.
Let me just add though that there are casts on conducting meal interviews for the interviewer. And those will come out. And maybe that's what I got confused with. I don't know.
Perhaps.
And basically, they highlight the issue of choosing the easier wrong rather than the more effective right.
Nice.
Okay, so look. So here's the cast overview. We have 20 guidelines that has got to be a record of some sort.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we'll get into the triple digits someday, the way you're going.
Dude, you'd be surprised how often I think about someday. Let's break it up. We've got, rather than just the overview being listing all 20, that would just be really cheesy, I'm afraid. Let's break it up into five parts. We have, first of all, the interview, the important stuff, and there are five related bullets to that. The single biggest mistake you can make in a meal interview, and there are three bullets related to that. What to eat, which, gosh, people stumble over. I've heard some of the craziest things about what to eat and what people ate because it was their favorite food. And, you know, they figured they better be eating their favorite food on a tough meal interview.
Yeah, I like ribs myself. That's my favorite.
Good, good. Yeah, good call. You'll enjoy your meal. I mean, you won't get the job, but hey, what the heck? You're just there to eat.
Well, it is a meal, right?
Yeah, right. It's a meal. Yeah. What to eat? We have 7 bullets on what to eat, and we actually end with what exactly everyone should eat at a meal interview. Number 4 is what to do. Some miscellaneous reminders from your mother.
Oh God! So you're going to tell me what to eat, and you're going to be my mother? Great.
Yeah.
looking forward to this one.
Yeah. Yeah, this, I'm sure there will be people who would say, I didn't like Mark in this cast. There are 4 points on that one. And then there is one final point, one final admonishment that we have seen people break before, much to their chagrin. They think they're better than it and can avoid it, but we don't. So we talk about it. And I think that makes up 20.
Good. All right. Well, let's get right to it. So let's talk about the interview and only 5 related bullets. Let's go.
Yes. If you only hear 2 things in this cast, let this one and the single biggest mistake be those 2 things. And folks, this is it. It is not a meal interview. It is a meal interview. It is still an interview. Yes, it's a meal, but really it's an interview. And there are all kinds of things that will mess you up. It doesn't, they don't behave the same way. You go out of the office. There are other people around. There are all kinds of clues to tell you it's a meal and you are conditioned to behave as if it is a meal. You think, some of you out there think that this is an easier interview and they're showing you they're really comfortable with you and that, gosh, they wouldn't take me to a meal interview unless I was really close, which is just one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. It's violates Horseman's law of until you got something, you got nothing. But really, if you only hear one thing, this is an interview and there happens to be food in your vicinity. That is the only thing that makes it a meal is that there's food involved. It's an interview.
So you're going to say then that since it's an interview, then we're stuck with all those other interview rules. They still
apply. Every single one of them. Interview rules still apply all the time in every way, shape, or form known to man and woman since the beginning in a meal interview. We should just call it a food interview. That's what we should do. We should call this a food interview. Okay. Or an interview with food. I don't know. We got to figure out a better way to communicate it. Cause you say meal and people just start, it's Pavlovian. People start salivating. Oh, can we go to a Mexican restaurant? I haven't had fajitas in ever.
Right. Right.
Crazy. Yeah. All the interview rules apply. Until you got something, you got nothing. It's all about attitude. Okay. You've got to know the right questions to ask. I just see it too often. People sit and slouch and get comfortable and look around and think it's exciting, and they get hit upside the head when they don't focus and follow the rules. And we've shared the rules in the interview casts and some other public casts, and just folks, don't do it to yourself. It's an interview.
You think that actually at a meal interview, folks ask questions like, you know, tell me about yourself or your accomplishments? Do they do those kind of things?
Well, okay, let me make a little aside here. This is where meal interviews are doubly dangerous for candidates, for interviewees. Okay. Do I think that happens? Yes. Do I think it happens less in meal interviews because managers are silly and trying to kill, as we said, 2 birds with 1 stone by saying, I don't have time to do an interview today. Right. Good call. The most important thing you do as a manager, you don't have time to do it today. Right. I don't have time to do this. So I'll just take them to lunch with me. Right. And then suddenly for the manager, it becomes lunch and we throw a couple of questions in there.
So you're saying even though it's an interview, that the manager may come unprepared to ask those questions, and the fact that she didn't ask the question and therefore you didn't answer the questions doesn't get you a pass? Like you actually may not get a job as a result of the manager not doing their job?
Now we want a pass. Oh, how nice. It's like try to go to a concert and say, you know what? I really have wanted to do this for a long time and I'm not prepared, but you'll let me in, won't you? Doesn't work that
way. Right.
No. Yeah. Look, you have to be prepared to answer all of the normal big questions. This is the third bullet in the five of about the interview. You have to know, tell me about yourself. You have to know significant accomplishments. You have to know your questions. You have to know about salary and location and closing. You have to know handle negotiation, not. Okay. You've got to do all that stuff. You've got to be ready to do all that stuff. And what happens is you get in the meal and you get relaxed and then you're not ready. And the manager's not ready either, but he remembers all of a sudden, oh, I guess I better tell HR whether I like this person. Let me ask a couple of tough questions while we're chewing on our enchiladas. And you don't do well because you're not ready. You've been chit-chatting, and suddenly, bam, bam, two big questions. You stumble. You don't get a chance to review and to redo them. And the manager says, yeah, let's just chat for a while.
Right.
And you don't even know what hit you.
Yeah. Of course, if you're really smart, that chit-chat, you might actually talk about your background, yourself. Might actually mention a couple of your accomplishments.
Yeah.
Your strengths.
That'd be good. That might be nice. But here's what happens. The candidate, the interviewee feels like it's a meal with an interview attached on the side. It's like ordering a burger and fries. It's a meal with an interview. And what happens is you get that chit chat because it's first, because it happens at most of the meals you go to for business. You mistakenly think that this is a meal and not an interview. And it's a bad idea. Everything it causes you as an adult to think this is a meal. I'm going to go into my meal protocol. It's just like if you were to get up in the morning and get in your car and turn the key and back out, your body would say, okay, driving protocol. And then you get on the phone with your boss for a big important phone call and you're not as good at it because your body is thinking driving protocol. Well, your body, your mind, your soul have a meal protocol and you're going to be in it and you have to struggle to get out of it. And you have to see that chit chat as a strategic opportunity to be smart, and you have to have read the Wall Street Journal or The Economist and your local paper. You have to know what's going on in the news. You have to know about the weather, all that kind of stuff.
I think I've actually been interviewed, and meals are fairly common even 15 years ago. And I've had interviewers say to me, hey, look, this is an interview. This is a meal. We're just chatting.
Yeah. Hey,
I mean, they're not lying, are they?
This annual review we're having, it's really not important. We're just going to go over the year. Yeah, we got to talk about salary, but really, we're just going to go over how good you did last year. Let me tell you, what's that country western song? Oceanfront property in Arizona?
Right.
Look, when they say it's not an interview, it's just a meal, that is patently false because it's only half true. And you can be both things, and we are saying, yes, it is both things. It is a meal, and it is an interview. But who cares whether it's a meal? You get to do meals all the time. You don't get to do interviews all that important, particularly for a job you're really interested in. Do not be misled. It is an interview. It is well camouflaged, thanks to you, and thanks to the manager who's not ready and thinks it'll be easier if he does it in a noisy Mexican restaurant. But it is an interview. Do not be misled. Do not relax. Do not think you're closer than you would have been had you been interviewing in an office or a conference room or interviewing seven people all day, which is the way it should be, where you get so tired you can barely breathe at the end of the day. That's a good interviewing day. Don't be misled. It is an interview and not a meal.
Okay. All right. So I think that's clear. This is an interview.
Can we spend another 20 minutes on this, please? Because look, if everybody if everybody gets this, whether they order French fries or not, bad idea. But if they did, if they got this, and the second most important point we'll cover in just a second, it would be okay. But we know that some people aren't quite listening. And so don't miss this. I would rather spend the next 30 minutes talking about this than almost anything else with meal interviews. We want to cover everything. Look, we want to give you all the subtleties that are important, because when you know all these subtleties and you think about them, you're going to get them. You're going to get them in your head. You're going to feel more confident in the meal, and that will make it easier for you to be better in the interview. So we're going to cover it all. But if you get this one, that it's an interview and not a meal, it'll make things a lot easier.
Good. Okay. So once we've gotten that, what is the single biggest mistake people do during the interview?
Yeah, they forget that it's an interview. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so let's spend 20 minutes on that.
What did Churchill say if you want to learn how to speak, come up with one big idea and then hit it real hard. And then when you think you've got it, hit it again. And then finally on the third time, hit it with a tremendous whack. Now, the single biggest mistake that candidates make in an interview is they don't finish their meal. And
wait a minute.
Go ahead.
They don't finish it. Well, I thought you said it's an interview and not a meal. So what's the big deal about that?
It is an interview with food. You're right. And the whole point of a meal interview is to see whether let me take that back. If we're being intelligent about hosting a meal interview, the purpose of a meal interview is to see whether or not you can still be interviewed while doing something else. Because everyone tells me they're multitasking all the time. Let's see whether or not they can in fact do it. And what happens is the candidate, the interviewee, goes in and doesn't finish their meal because, well, I heard somebody say it's an interview. Yes, and this is the second most important thing about a meal interview. You have to finish your meal. If you don't, it comes across as a lack of confidence that you can't do two things at once. Okay, now the big guideline here underneath this, of course, is choosing carefully what it is you eat. You've got to finish your meal.
Because in fact, we know that you actually can't multitask. So we're
going
to make it easy for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. What happens is this. You think of it as an interview. You get in there, you order something, and you start interviewing and you're looking for questions. Maybe there's multiple interviewers. You're looking for questions and so on. And you forget that the moment you start talking, you have to put food in your mouth and chew it up while they're talking so that you can be ready to talk when they're done talking. That's how conversations, which interviews somewhat resemble, work, talk, then listen, then talk. And if you don't finish your meal, it comes across as you're attempting to avoid the fact that they're trying to see whether or not you can do two things at once. Worse, there's a worse case. What I just said applies to those managers who know what they're doing when they set up a meal interview. For those managers who don't know what they're doing, who are taking you across the street to the Mexican restaurant just to talk to you, because they don't have time to schedule an actual interview, and so they're going to do it during lunch, and they think of it as a meal, really, with some questions thrown in, and then you don't finish your meal when they're eating a meal, it makes them feel weird about you. And at the end, they feel weird about you, and they didn't ask you any big questions that you did well on, and how is that going to go well for you? So, single biggest mistake, not finishing your meal.
Okay. Are there any recommendations in terms of what kind of food to order or not order to make it more likely that you will finish your meal?
Yeah. Now, we are going to cover what to eat in just a little bit, but these two comments are related specifically to finishing your meal. Look, it's silly. But one more thing. You don't have to finish every single bite, but you have to get within striking distance of finishing enough. You have to look down at your plate, and it has to appear to be that you had a meal, that you didn't take one bite and then spent the next hour interviewing, okay? So you need to get close to finishing. Now, that said, it's silly to order something with something like French fries, and because you're a healthy person, not eat them and then panic because you haven't eaten your meal. Separate from the fact that you're not supposed to order French fries because you have to eat them with your fingers, baby back rib man over there. Basically what you do is you ask your server to hold the fries, order coleslaw, something else, or nothing, so that you don't have to eat it with your fingers. Although so often my general rule is if there are fries involved in your meal, it probably means the meal that you've ordered includes it eating with your hands. Don't do it, but we'll talk about that later. So
you could order the entree, hold the fries, and give yourself a better chance of eating what is delivered on the plate.
Exactly.
And that will appear as if you're finishing your meal, even though it might not be a full meal.
Right. There you go. It's about the interviewer's perception of your ability to finish the meal. Yes.
Okay. So let's say we get done with the entree and your interviewer orders dessert. Do you have to order dessert to appear as if you ate the whole meal?
Yes. That is the other part of the concept of finishing your meal. You can refuse dessert and not think of that as, quote, not finishing your meal, unquote. Even if everybody else encourages you, even if you're at the Cheesecake Factory where that, well, you know, they're famous for their desserts here. Everyone's going to have a sliver of cheesecake. It's okay to say no. It's totally fine. You can cloak yourself in the mantle of you're being healthy. You're watching your calories, whatever, doesn't matter. You can refuse dessert. That's not part of finishing your meal. When we say finishing your meal, we mean your entree and any associated side dishes that do get served with it.
Good.
Oh, by the way, one other thing. I actually had a manager once say, Mark, you ordered something. He didn't eat it. He said, this is my favorite restaurant. I know what he was served is good. I can't believe you didn't like it. Now, the candidate didn't have any knowledge of whether the food was good or not. But he got dinged because he was eating at the favorite restaurant of the manager, who thought he should finish the meal just because the manager thought it would be good.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that manager is smart, but when we're interviewing, we don't say, can I please have an interview with a smart manager? Thank you very much.
Yeah. And if folks are thinking in the back of their head, well, that's not fair. Let's not. That's not an invitation to get on a soapbox. So
fair,
fairness has nothing to do with this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want fair, come to Texas in the summertime. We have county fairs all over the place. Gillespie County Fair is the oldest running fair in the country. You can come down and feel fair all day. Not an interview, folks.
Hey folks, everybody listening, I'm sorry. I did not mean to give them a soapbox.
Wow.
I'm going to try to move on.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, fair is the biggest. It's one of the stupidest words in business. It's crazy. It's like everybody's definition of fair is I should get a good outcome. Games that are fair don't have equal outcomes. They just have rules. One of the rules of interviews is you're not in charge and you're not going to get what you want. And managers are crazy sometimes and they do stupid things and they hold it against you. That's one of the rules.
That thing about stupid things, yeah. That reminds me, you know, we talked earlier about what to eat. To expedite,
yes,
you know,
right.
to ensure that you finish the meal. So are there any other rules about what to eat?
Yeah, there are 7 rules.
Like our next
very
bullet
good.
Point.
Very good, yeah. Let's be fair. Let's cover the rest of the cast, huh?
There you go. Well, that's it, everyone. We'll finish this one up next week. One note before we go, though. If you're interested in joining us for 2 days focused solely on how to become a more effective manager, the San Francisco Effective Manager Conference, July 22nd through 23rd, has recently been announced on the website. We're filling up fast. Matter of fact, we've been open for almost a week now, and we're already halfway full. So if you're interested in joining us, don't delay. You'll find the details on the website, www.manager-tools.com. All right, folks, we'll see you next week. So long.